Public Health Ontario has reported 373 new COVID-19 cases in its latest report, October 23. Today's update also includes 419 new recoveries and 6 deaths in the last month. The October 23 update provided by the province's public health agency also reported the following data. Of the new cases reported today, 210 were unvaccinated people, 18 were partially vaccinated, 109 were fully vaccinated, and 36 are listed as vaccination status unknown, missing health card information. 3,369 active cases, down from 3,421 yesterday. 269 people are currently hospitalized with COVID-19 in Ontario, up from 261 yesterday. There are 136 patients in intensive care units because of COVID-19, 29 of those people no longer test positive for COVID-19, and 96 patients on ventilators, 23 of those patients no longer test positive for COVID-19. The province reported 27,302 tests were processed yesterday. Another 13,410 tests are still under investigation and/or being processed. To date, 18.75 million tests have been completed. Variants of concern. Ontario-wide, 146,497 lab-confirmed cases of the UK variant strain of COVID-19, B.1.1.7, alpha variant. 1,503 cases of B.1.351, also known as the South African variant, beta variant. 5,230 cases of P1, which is the variant strain that originated in Brazil, gamma variant. 20,290 cases of B1.617.2, also known as the Delta variant. Another 57,409 cases have screened positive with a mutation detected, but the lineage for the variant strain not yet detected. According to Public Health Ontario, there are delays between specimen collection and the testing required to confirm a variant of concern. As such, the reports can change and can differ from past case counts publicly reported. Vaccines. There were 27,243 doses of vaccines against COVID-19 administered yesterday, up from 25,770 on October 21. 22,365,905 doses of vaccine have been administered. In total, 10,918,231 people have been fully vaccinated. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 597,145 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 583,931 recoveries and 9,845 deaths, 4,022 of those in long-term care homes.